We're talking today with Dr. Clint Rusk, of course, head of the Animal Science Department at Oklahoma State University. And Clint, since you've been at OSU as head of Animal Science, you spent each mid-March right here at State Fair Park in Oklahoma City kind of connecting with these kids.
Yes, Ron, I really look forward to the Oklahoma Youth Expo. I had the privilege of judging here a couple times when Whitey was in charge, and I kind of fell in love with it then, but as a department head, I just really enjoy the opportunity to come and visit with the kids, work in a ring with them, and visit with their parents. Just a really great opportunity. I see this as an opportunity. These are the folks that are going to come to Oklahoma State someday, hopefully, and maybe major in food science or animal science, ag education. It may not even be in our department, but we'd love to have them come to OSU, and I just want to make them feel welcome and have a chance to get to know them a little bit. And so I guess my roots growing up showing livestock, I really think this is a place that helps develop leadership, and I've been able to watch that the last 6 years here at the OYE, and so I'm very committed, and just a time of year that I look forward to.
I guess this is kind of foundational for a lot of the things that they would learn if they did major in animal science.
That's very true. I didn't know of those skills that we were learning as kids when we were showing livestock being called life skills. It probably wasn't until I went to Purdue University as a youth livestock specialist that they talked about life skill development. But that's what we're doing. I mean, and you watch these kids, and it doesn't matter whether they're showing a sheep or a steer or a heifer or a pig, goat, they can learn those life skills. And those students, I've heard Dr. Kuhn say, those students that have had a 4-H and FFA background tend to do really well when they come on to whichever land-grant school they go to. We certainly appreciate those skills when they come to Oklahoma State.
Let's talk a little bit about the Animal Science Department. Maybe give me a little bit of a state of the department.
I think the state of the department is really good, and I'm always a person that tends to see the glass half full. We've been through some challenges with budget cuts like any state agency the last few years, but we're going to weather the storm. I really believe that if you come through budget cuts and if you do those correctly, if there is a correct way to do it, you can actually come out stronger, and I think we will be stronger when we come through. I think we've learned some things. We've had to make some cuts. We've had to change the way we do some things, but I really believe that the future for the department is very bright, and our future is dependent upon people, and we have great people that work for us. We have great students who come to go to school, and as long as that continues, I think our future will be really good at Oklahoma State.
Now, you've had to continue to work on retaining some of your good folks and then in some cases replacing some good folks. How do we stand on where all the positions are?
Yeah, that's one of the most important jobs that I do. I take recruiting very serious, but managing our workforce is very important as well. And sometimes people come to my office and tell me that they just received an offer for $10,000 raise for another job. And sometimes they come and say, hey, I just got my dream job offer. And there's sometimes you just have to smile and shake their hand and congratulate them because they got a job that is better than what you can match. And you know that the training they developed while at OSU helped them, and somebody else saw talent, and that's a tribute to us. We hired the right person, and somebody else recognized that they're doing a great job. So turnover happens, and I think it happens more now maybe than it used to. I don't know if we'll see the day of employees that stay 35, 40 years. We have some, and we have had some of those, but I think we're seeing more turnover. Mm-hmm. And I'm having to come to grips with the fact that if we get a really good person and they stay 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, maybe 10, and somebody else hires them away from us, I take that as a compliment, and it gives us an opportunity then to hire someone else. And I think that's going to become the new norm.
Especially in the beef cattle industry. I know that you put a lot of your resources and time, effort into making sure that you're connecting with the beef cattle industry, trying to stay on top of the wave of change that is there. What are you trying to do at OSU to help beef cattle producers succeed?
That's a tough question. You always ask the good ones. In the beef cattle industry, certainly in Oklahoma, number one commodity and in agriculture commodities. And Oklahoma State has always been strong in trying to help the beef producers. As you know, we're going through another one of those challenges that happens every so many years in Oklahoma, and that's dealing with the drought, particularly in western and northwestern Oklahoma. For a period of time here recently, a big share of the state was in a drought situation. And that's something we just have to continue to try to help producers. How do we manage through that situation? We've done a significant amount of research on managing cows in a dry lot situation. That was a popular trend a few years ago and something that we've continued to study because we know that is a tool that we can use to try to maybe maintain a cow herd and genetics that have been developed over time. If we can utilize a dry lot situation and figure out how to get through the drought and have those cows in when the grass comes back. And trying to help producers to understand how that could also be used to expand an operation if they have multiple children who want to come home. How do we have more cattle and more income without having more acres? And so those are the kind of things that we're trying to help them with, learn to be more efficient, always looking for new technologies that we can help apply on the farm or ranch that will help our producers to do better. So certainly the beef cattle area is one that we take a lot of pride in and feel like that we're fairly strong in.
One of the things that we've seen in really the last couple of deans, in fact, have been a desire to work kind of across department lines and maybe share on some projects, you know, maybe natural resources or the plant and soil sciences that you might be working with them on grazing and these type of things.
Absolutely. I think if you're truly a great rancher and you're honest with yourself, you're really a great grass farmer first. Because if you don't know how to manage the resources and manage particularly the grass situation for cattle in Oklahoma, it's going to be tough for you to be in the cattle business long term. So you have to know how to manage that. The forage resource is very important. I really believe that those producers who know how to utilize forages as opposed to putting a significant amount of grain in their animals will find that they're going to be in for the long term in terms of efficiency. So we do have a number of experts who work in that area, but we also work very well with plant and soil science, with natural resource management. With those folks, we actually have a forage cluster that we hired a few years ago. And so three different faculty members that work together trying to help producers in different parts of the forage area. We also work closely with ag education, with ag economics. Dr. Damona Doy, our new director of the experiment station, director of extension, Dr. Doy worked very closely with Dr. Dave Lawman on a number of projects in the beef cattle area, and they're really good friends. And so we've had those kind of relationships that do exist and have existed, and we certainly encourage our faculty to work across the lines with folks not only in other departments but in other colleges as well. I think that helps make all of us stronger.
Let's circle back around to your students. Animal science has traditionally been one of the biggest departments in the entire university system, if not the biggest, and I know that you take some pride in that.
We do, and you know, people ask me why we're continuing to recruit students, and you know, I believe that it's important that we try to reach out and get the best students that we can. So to me, it's not as much about numbers as it is trying to recruit students that have the skill set and the drive and the desire to be the best that will help improve our department. I had yesterday an example of a student that came to us from Michigan, former state FFA president in Michigan. And, you know, when you get a chance to work with those students that have excellent leadership skills, it just, they're fun to work with, they're talented. You know you're working with somebody who's really, really good when they're already doing a job. They already see a job that needs to be done before you tell them. And if we can continue to recruit and attract and graduate those kinds of students that people want to employ, I think it speaks very well for us. So I really take recruiting seriously. I think it's still important that we go out and try to find the very best, not only here in Oklahoma, but in other states as well, if they want to come to OSU. And right now we have students from 42 states and three foreign countries in our department. So to me, that's what we're really talking about. It's not so much about whether we're at a record number of students, but rather, are we still out there attracting really top-notch students from across the country?
Last question as far as you've tried to always have a little bit of a vision out there or since you've arrived at the university. What's that current vision?
You know, I think the vision is making sure that we're producing students that are well prepared to go into the jobs that are going to be available. And one of the areas we're working on a lot right now is the food science area. We all like to eat. We assume that our food when we go to a restaurant or we buy it at the grocery store is going to be safe. And food safety we can't take for granted. We know that in some countries that's not a given. And we think there are going to be a lot of jobs in the food science area. And we want to prepare more students in that area to be available and ready for those jobs, in addition to students that can go home if they have an opportunity to go back into production agriculture. We need those as well. So our job, I think, is even tougher than it has been in the past, in that we're trying to expand and produce students in a variety of areas and make sure that they have proper training to be able to go out and succeed in whatever job and area of the industry that they happen to have an interest in.
Thank you, Dr. Clint Russ from Oklahoma State University here at the Oklahoma Youth Expo. I'm Ron Hayes.
Thank you.